this FAQ podcast on VMware versus Microsoft Hyper-V. I'm Keith Kessinger, assistant editor for SearchServerVirtualization.com.
And I'm site editor Colin Steele.
So, Colin, can you give us some background on VMware and Hyper-V in the server virtualization market?
Sure. VMware has been the leader in the market since its inception, and they really haven't had a serious challenger in that whole time. But that's starting to change now with Microsoft Hyper-V R2, which came out in 2009. VMware also had its own major release in 2009 called vSphere 4, and now the two companies have basically turned the market into a two-horse race. We have some stats from our 2009 Virtualization Decisions Purchasing Intentions survey, and 72% of the respondents there said that VMware is their primary platform, and another 14% said that Microsoft was their primary platform, and no other vendor got more than 2%.
And how do the two compare feature-wise?
Hyper-V started catching on when R2 added new features like cluster shared volumes, which is a cluster-aware file system that makes failover easier, and live migration, which lets you move VMs from one host to another with no downtime. But it still lacks a lot of advanced features, and actually the Burton Group does this regular research on how enterprise-ready different platforms are or aren't, and they have yet to certify Hyper-V R2. Both vSphere and Citrix Zen Server 5.5 meet 100% of the requirements, but Hyper-V R2 meets less than 90% as of their last research. VMware has had vMotion, which is their version of live migration, for a while now, and they also offer high availability and fault tolerance for business continuity and disaster recovery, as well as memory overcommit, which lets you allocate more memory to a VM than the physical server has available. The other big thing is that VMware is trying to move beyond virtualization and become an infrastructure company, while Microsoft is really just starting to make a splash in virtualization. VMware is talking a lot about cloud computing and having their platform be the foundation for private clouds in customers' data centers. They've acquired two companies recently to help them in that area, SpringSource and Zimbra. Microsoft is also talking a lot about cloud, but it's more around software as a service and Windows Azure, which is its cloud development platform.
So what are the management options for each platform?
Both have their own native software for management. VMware uses vCenter, and Microsoft has its System Center line, which includes System Center Virtual Machine Manager. VMware also has a lot of third-party tools available for management, especially around monitoring, backup, and security. Some of these most popular vendors are Veeam Software, VisionCore, VMLogix, Embotix, PhD Virtual, Catbird Networks, and HITRUST. Microsoft likes to point out that System Center is already what you use to manage your Windows Server environment, so it's the same management for your virtual environments. And Virtual Machine Manager will even do some basic management of VMware. But there aren't a lot of third-party tools available for managing Hyper-V. One exception is Citrix Essentials, which manages both Zen Server and Hyper-V. But most vendors haven't seen the point of supporting Hyper-V because Microsoft has had such a small market share for so long. But now that that's changing, we should expect to see more tools on the market.
And finally, can you compare the two platforms in terms of cost?
It's really complicated to do that, and it's been a source of a lot of tension between Microsoft and VMware. Hyper-V technically is free. It's either a free standalone hypervisor or it's included with the Windows Server 2008 R2 operating system. And VMware's ESXi hypervisor is also free. But you have to add in the costs of licensing, management, and other features, regardless of the platform you choose. You could come up with all kinds of calculations to quote-unquote prove that one is cheaper than the other, depending on the scenario. And that's what Microsoft and VMware do all the time in their marketing materials. But it really depends on the specific deployment. How much will it cost to meet your organization's specific needs, and how much of a return will you get on that investment?
Well, that's all the time we have for now. I'm Keith Kessinger.
And I'm Colin Steele.
Thanks for listening to this FAQ podcast.